This hour's new sponsor is Bad Axe Family Dentistry. Prioritize your dental health with Dr. Bills and Bad Axe Family Dentistry of Bad Axe. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. On May 1st, the Huron County Sheriff's Department swiftly responded to a distress call from a 12-year-old in McKinley Township. Deputy Nathan Lepick was dispatched to a wooded area on Crown Road, where the caller reported his missing mother. The teenager, along with his 9-year-old brother, had been mushroom hunting with their parents and a family friend when the mother wandered off and became lost. Despite initially hesitating to call 911 directly, she eventually did so upon Deputy Lepick's encouragement, allowing dispatchers to approximate her location. Additional deputies, emergency personnel, and the Windsor Township Fire Department joined the search as night fell. Sergeant Bradley Straczynski located the woman in dense vegetation in knee-deep water, with the Windsor Fire Department facilitating her safe extrication. The 37-year-old and her companions were escorted back to their McKinley Township residence. Sheriff Hansen suggested alcohol likely played a role in the incident, emphasizing the potential severity of the situation. All responders had cleared the scene before midnight. And on May 4th, a routine traffic stop near the M24 and M46 intersection in Tuscola County escalated into a high-speed chase and foot pursuit by multiple law enforcement agencies after a 17-year-old driver with only a permit fled from authorities, culminating in a crash and flight into the nearby woods. Trooper Haley Matthews from the Michigan State Police Caro Post attempted to pull over the speeding vehicle, but the driver, a local 17-year-old male, chose to evade authorities instead, sparking a chase. Moments later, the vehicle crashed while turning, prompting the driver to flee into the nearby woods on foot. Law enforcement agencies, including the Carroll Police Department, Tuscola County Sheriff's Office, and MSP Carroll, swiftly responded, establishing a perimeter around the wooded area. Assisted by K-9 units from MSP, K-934, and Tuscola County officers, they conducted a search through the dense foliage, eventually flushing out the suspect. Upon apprehension, the driver admitted to fleeing because he only possessed a GDL Level 1 permit. The teenager was petitioned to juvenile court and released to his parents. In a press release, MSP Sergeant Stephen Moore stated, quote, "This was an excellent example of teamwork with our local partners. Great job by all involved." And Chief Stephen Repke of the Sebring Police Department issued a stern warning to residents, urging them to be cautious about leaving keys in vehicles and valuables in unlocked cars. This cautionary message follows recent incidences where individuals from Metro Detroit stole from unlocked cars and even drove away with the vehicle after finding the keys inside. Despite Sebring's typically low crime rate, Chief Repke recommended adopting the 9 p.m. routine. This social media campaign, originating from a Florida sheriff's office in 2017, aims to educate communities on safety practices and reduce preventable crimes. Residents are encouraged to take simple steps each night at 9 p.m., including removing valuables from cars, locking vehicles, turning on outside lights, and securing homes. Since its inception, the 9 p.m. routine has been widely adopted by law enforcement agencies nationwide, proving to be an effective tool in raising awareness and empowering communities with preventive strategies. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Spring is in the air and smiles are shining brightly. Welcome the season of new beginnings with Bad Axe Family Dentistry, where we're ready to help you achieve the bright, healthy smile you deserve. Say goodbye to the remnants of winter and hello to a fresh start with our expert dental care. From routine cleanings to advanced cosmetic procedures, our friendly team is here to make sure your smile blossoms this spring. Imagine strolling through the park feeling confident and carefree, knowing that your smile is as radiant as the springtime sun. At Bad Axe Family Dentistry, we're committed to helping you achieve your best oral health so you can enjoy every moment of the season. So why wait? Schedule your appointment today and let us help you welcome spring with a smile. Bad Axe Family Dentistry, where brighter days begin. Visit us online at badaxfamilydentistry.com or call 989-269-9704 to schedule your appointment. Bad Axe Family Dentistry is your trusted partner for a healthier, happier smile this spring.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. In North Branch, near the Barnes and Silverwood Road intersection, a serious crash unfolded on Saturday. Initial reports indicate three motorcycles were down and two individuals sustained injuries, with one suffering a head injury and was unresponsive. Emergency medical services swiftly escalated their response to the scene. The gravity of the situation prompted the immediate involvement of North Branch Fire and North Branch First Responders. Consequently, Barnes Road near Silverwood Road was temporarily closed to through traffic as a precautionary measure on May 4th. This incident serves as a poignant reminder, coinciding with Motorcycle Awareness Month, to exercise caution on the roads. As warmer weather encourages increased motorcycle activity, it becomes imperative to adopt a vigilant look twice, save a life approach. For ongoing updates on this developing story, stay tuned to Thumb Broadcasting. And Maui County is suing major cellular carriers for failing to properly inform police of widespread service outages during the height of last summer's deadly fires. The county is suing Verizon Wireless, T-Mobile, Spectrum Mobile, and AT&T. The county says it sent out at least 14 alert messages to cell phones warning residents to evacuate. But the county didn't know those messages weren't received because of cell tower failures across the island. The lawsuit says the county would have used other warning methods if the carriers reported the service outages as required by federal law. And police in the nation's capital say a driver has died after a vehicle crashed into an outer perimeter gate of the White House complex. The police say the incident late Saturday night is being investigated as a traffic crash. President Joe Biden was spending the weekend in Delaware, and the Secret Service says there was no threat to the White House. The Secret Service says the driver was found dead in the vehicle following the crash shortly before 10:30 p.m. Police say the vehicle crashed into a security barrier at the intersection of 15th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, and that the matter is being investigated as a traffic crash. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This hour's new sponsor is Bad Axe Family Dentistry. Prioritize your dental health with Dr. Bills and Bad Axe Family Dentistry of Bad Axe.